No ifs, buts, or maybes. Avant Money offers Ireland's lowest rate on personal loans over €20,000. That's it. So if you've got a new car, home improvements, or a wedding on your mind, Avant Money has the best rate. No debate. Apply today at avantmoney.ie.
Lending criteria, T's and C's apply. New applications only. Info correct 13th January 2022. Source ccpc.ie. Avant Card DAC, trading as Avant Money, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Come on, you can do this. Come on, girl. Charlie Poole. She's in the room. She's in. She's made it.
You made it. She's
I'm here.
She's
here.
She's here. She's live.
You can relax. I'm here.
Charlie Poole's in Light Switch today.
Don't tell me what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. So I'll tell you what I want,
what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna. Oh, sugar.
I wanna really, 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 really wanna
zinga, zinga, zinga. Ireland, we're on, we're live. Unnecessary clapping. Here it comes.
Yeah.
We can guarantee you that.
Roughly every 15-minute interval.
The unnecessary clapping guarantee brought to you by The Ray Foley Show. Only here on Today FM between 2 and 4.30 p.m.
That's a great feature.
Thank you. Yeah. Guys, I've got an idea.
What's that?
Unnecessary clapping. Actually, you know what? It's not unnecessary clapping. It's entirely necessary clapping.
Is it hard won?
It's... It's completely warranted, required, and a part of the afternoon broadcast package here.
You know, Ray, I like your attitude.
Yeah. Thank you. Cheers. If you agree with anything I say, just clap. And you know what? We anticipate you're doing exactly the same thing, regardless of what you're doing. Even operating heavy machinery this afternoon. You're driving a forklift. If you're a surgeon doing delicate brain surgery on the operating table listening to the FM this afternoon, you're a dentist down someone's gob. Something you approve of that you hear on the show this afternoon, we expect this.
Never ever text and drive, but do applaud and drive.
I was all the way, 100%. Today FM and Bauer Media Audio Ireland approve this message. The gang's all here though.
Hey!
We went for lunch. It's a busy morning in my life.
We went for lunch.
You were babysitting Pamela Joyce, though, you see. Someone needs to mind the kids while the parents are out.
Did you get me a takeaway or anything?
While the adults... Do you know what? No, I didn't. JP and I went for lunch, but it was one of those production lunches.
Oh, yeah.
It was a brainstorming.
It was a working lunch.
Yeah.
There were five women at the table next to us listening to every word we said. So we very obviously... and loudly bitched about Ian Dempsey.
As you do.
Where does he get off? I swear to God. We didn't, by the way. But it would be amazing. It did occur to me to just make up horrible stories about Ian Dempsey. Because they were like, we'd been clocked. And then it was like, oh, they're listening to us. Tell some horrible stories. Although I went to the toilet at one time. And in this place that we went for lunch, the toilets used to be upstairs. So I get up, I said, JP, just give me a sec. The food hadn't arrived yet. I said, JP, give me a second. And up I get, walk out of the room and start walking up the stairs. And the waitress had to say to me, excuse me, sir.
She had to follow you through the gap.
I was well up the stairs, She said, we've changed the layout and they're people's apartments you're going up to upstairs.
Hi, Ray Foley making a personal call.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Hello there. How do you do?
How is Trix here? It's a lovely place you've got.
So I spent 20 minutes up there bitching about Ian Dempsey. I was just making up horrible stuff about Ian. No, I came back. He was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh God. Oh Jesus, oh God. So she directed me downstairs to the basement toilets instead of the toilets that were upstairs. Very embarrassing. And while I was gone, you had an altercation at the table then, JP.
A very, very dear old lady, lovely old lady, came in with a backpack on.
You can't say old, can you?
Well, she was elderly.
A woman of advancing years.
She was north of 70. And she took off her backpack, came over to the table and she said, oh, hello, excuse me, is that table free? And I said, because I was sat there and it was a two-person table. And I said, no, sorry, my friend's just gone to the toilet. It's not free. She was like, okay, lovely. So she turned around to the table behind me and said to the guy who was sitting there at a a table with that had four chairs at it.
Two people at a four-person table. By the way, this is classic old lady, by the way. Only old ladies do this.
She said, is that seat taken? And your man said, oh, no, that's free, that's free. And then she took off her jacket and started to sit down. He said, no, I mean, if you want to take the seat, the chair to another table, that's fine. But we're enjoying lunch on our own.
Jog on, sweetheart. Jog on.
So I leapt to the rescue, spied a solo table in the corner. I said, sorry, I think that table's perfect over there. There you go. That's
so lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you didn't want to show up back at the table with a lady taking your place, did you?
That would have added an interesting
wrinkle to proceedings.
It would have been... Do you know what? It would have been an enjoyable afternoon. You, me, that old lady, all three of us bitching about Ian Dempsey. Let me tell you, the stories I could tell you. It's worth
3 decades of faking niceness on the radio.
Everything you think you know, I swear to God.
If the walls could talk they'd be screaming.
That is classic old lady, though. The amount of times, though, that old ladies have like, sorry, is this seat taken? You're like, no. And then they sit down next to you.
She was lovely.
And then there's that awkward sort of, there's a person here we don't know now. All right, we'll do the roll call after Oasis. She's electric. Yes, she is. It's Today FM. She's electric. Elton John, Dua Lipa, Coco Hat. This is Today FM, Ireland. With many music you love. How are you? You're on the air. I'm Ray Foley. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
How are you? Arda Ormond.
Hiya.
How?
Texts and WhatsApps this afternoon, 087-4100-102. I'm on show, Ray, but you probably can't see me because I was willing to pay the big bucks for the premium seats. Is this a slight on yesterday's...
our terrible seats at Alan Partridge.
We're not complaining, but no. We're just observing the fact that we got easily the worst seats at Alan Partridge.
We could barely observe Alan Partridge himself at the gig.
But we didn't pay for them, so we're delighted to be there, frankly. Ian Dempsey, on the other hand, got the best seats in the house, but I'm sure he paid for the ticket.
Does the man ever put his hand in his pocket? Does he?
Every time.
Does he?
Every time.
Okay.
I'm not sure, Ray, but you probably can't see me because I wasn't willing to pay the big bucks for the premium seats. I'm over here in Block 3, Row 25. Owen Ray, love the show.
Hey!
From Porrick. Porrick, you were in Block A seats. It was like Block A, Row
2.
And then seats 3 and 4 or something like that.
5 and 6, yeah.
Terrible. But we were, like I said, we're not complaining.
We're
genuinely not complaining. It's just, that was the whole point of the story yesterday, was that we got the worst seats in the house. Ian Dempsey, on the other hand, got the very best. I mean, these were beyond the best seats in the house.
There's levels, right? There's a hierarchy, you know? He is the king of radio.
Clearly. I didn't see the exact design of the chair he was sitting in, but I'm pretty sure it was a throne. It was a red velvet
throne. I think there was gold throne. Leaf, wasn't there?
Gold lamé. Hey, Ray. I'm doing the dirt on another radio station after making the switch to your show from A-Lane. Delighted to hear it. Some unnecessary clapping for you there. A-Lane, if you don't mind me asking, where were you? Out of interest. And did you say to them you're leaving? Because that's also a requirement, texting to a radio station. You need to text into them and say, that's it, I'm going to Today FM.
This is the worst 15 minutes of radio I've ever heard. I'm off.
That's it.
I'll be back for Matt Cooper.
I'm going to... Hang on. Matt Cooper's on Today FM.
What?
Or something like
something
that.
Something along those lines.
On show, Ray, after hearing The Killers, I feel like the bouncers are about to start moving us towards the front door saying, the night's over, folks, from Kevin and Westbrook. All right there, folks. Lads and lassies, run.
The lights are on there.
We're just moving you to the front bar. We're just moving you to... No, you can finish your drinks. We're just moving you to the front bar. 25 seconds later, they're moving you out the front door. No, you can finish your drinks. Oh, really? Oh, that seems very reasonable of you. Thank you, sir. Oh, well, in that case, sir, I'll just move to the front bar. How lovely of you. We're talking as well of going for lunch and an old lady attempting to join JP to sit down at the table.
She wasn't making a move on me. Well, I mean,
maybe she was.
I don't actually know
Can't
if she was.
I blame her.
You didn't give her a chance.
Lads. I was on my way home and I came to a T-junction about 10 minutes from home. This is Martin in Limerick. Came to a T-junction about 10 minutes from home. I stopped at the junction to obviously check for traffic. While I was stopped, an old lady just sat into the back of my car. She opened the back door of the car and got in. Me and my mate are looking at each other and she says, God bless you for giving me a lift. I'm only 5 minutes down the road.
Yes! The absolute...
The cheek. The gall. I was in shock, but I said okay. She was on the way home anyway, but I got some fright when my door opened up. Ha ha, from Martin. Martin, you know what? Well done. And on some necessary clapping for you.
Well earned.
That's well earned. Yeah. Another Marty. Was it Marty or Martin on the voice?
Marty.
The voice notes. 0874 100 102. Meeting the old lady for lunch, or nearly. As we're out for lunch, she attempts to join us there.
Hi, lads.
Yeah.
Marty in Galway here.
Hey, Marty.
Lunch?
Yeah.
No recession around here.
Well, you know.
Ray Foley.
You have to eat, man.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
That's not bad.
That's okay. That's better than I thought. I can't.
Did you psh in the middle of it?
Yeah, I think I sneezed.
No, you do that and I'll do this.
Okay, you're going to join in.
Yeah.
Well, I'll lay down a beat and then you can come in with the ad lib.
Slower now. No, don't laugh. You're ruining it.
Really? I think it was ruined before then.
It was going fine.
Let's go again. It's like a metronome. It's like
a room
metronome.
With Timberlake.
I'm trying to remember. What was it? Dirty? Was it pop? Is it a dirty pop? Dirty pop. I can't remember what I was doing in the first place. What was I doing first?
God only knows. Have you got a problem with your sinuses, Ray?
God, you're going to win so many awards.
What was in that lunch?
I've got to go to the Eye and Ear Hospital. So,
Radio DJ's fun segment turns into health concern as doctor calls radio station. Jeez, you sound like you need to be checked out, man.
It's my adenoids. I'm adenoying the entire nation this afternoon. Justin Timberlake.
Justin.
Man, I'm tired of singing.
Here we go. Justin? We're doing some beatboxing this afternoon. I'll explain all in just a couple of minutes. Stick around for that. We're playing Sophie Ellis-Bextor next. We'll never look at a chickpea curry the same way. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor, Today FM. Hey. Ireland, good afternoon. My name is Ray Foley. And I am...
You're a natural.
I'm beatboxing with rage here this afternoon. When Ray gets angry, he beatboxes just to calm down.
It's your safe place. Ray, you look like you're about to explode.
Say this, I'm seething with rage this afternoon.
What's that?
This is the beatbox workshop that's going to be taking place as part of the Cork Midsummer Festival running through June. I'm involuntarily beatboxing with rage here now. That's what happens.
Right.
I lose all control and I start beatboxing.
Okay, you have no control of it. It's just a natural response.
I reflexively go to my safe place.
I've never seen you so angry, Ray. Oh, by the way, why are you so angry, Ray?
I'll get there. I just wanted to perfect my beatboxing skills, as you know, JP. They've got this beatboxing workshop taking place in Cork as part of the Cork Midsummer Festival. They've said, I was dying to go. I was first in line in the online queue.
You had the baseball cap on backwards. You had your X-Works jeans on backwards also.
And then I see the terms and conditions. The workshops are open to 10 to 21-year-olds.
Ah, here.
I'm going to ring them.
What's that about?
I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. I'm going to beatbox them out of it. It seems like I'm off to a good start though, doesn't it, actually? With a hum, and then after, I don't go beyond then after that.
That's ringing.
It's ringing. I'm going to give this guy a piece of... Hello?
How's it going?
Hello, is that Conrad?
Yeah, speaking, man.
Beatboxer Conrad Murray.
Yeah,
speaking. It's Conrad Murray, everybody. Hey, Conrad. Wow. Ray Foley calling from Today FM in Ireland. How are you, man?
Yeah, all good, man. Just enjoying my time in Dublin at the gate, having a good time.
You're where?
I'm in Dublin at the moment. I'm in a hotel room.
Oh, class. Whereabouts? What are you doing in Dublin?
We're doing the show at the Gate Theatre. I don't know if you heard of it.
I've heard of it, yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is Frankenstein, How to Make a Monster, is it?
Yeah, for Frankenstein. Yeah, sort of our tour is kind of here.
Right, and does the show involve beatboxing as well? I mean, I imagine it would.
Yeah, beatboxing, rapping, spoken words, singing, all those kind of art forms all put together.
It sounds fantastic. I've got a 7-year-old boy at home. He's absolutely crazy about beatboxing. And he says to me, Daddy, do some beatboxing. And I do this. And he's unimpressed. He's embarrassed.
There's something there. There's something there. Can't say what.
Very generous.
It's the first noise. I've got the first noise. If only I could follow it up with a second noise, that would be ideal. So, Conrad.
Yeah, it might help.
I don't see it working out for me. I don't know about my beatboxing career future. But you're going to be doing this as part of the Cork Midsummer Festival. And this is a beatbox workshop at the Everyman Theatre in Cork. 14th, 15th and 16th of June. So how do you kick off, or how do you begin with a complete novice such as myself in a workshop like this?
Basically, we show you some of what we can do.
Whoa, rewind. Rewind. And let's try and get it again. Sorry, go again.
That's good.
I couldn't do that now. I couldn't. So the very beginning of it then, sorry, the most basic bit.
That's not the most basic, but we'll just show a little demo.
Okay.
And then what we do is we get the audience to kind of repeat this phonetic sounds, boom, T, and clap. So they repeat a boom, T, clap. And then basically we take the vowels off.
Okay.
Yeah, we take the vowels off, the the E, and the R. So instead of boom, we take the oom off. And we're left with just So if we just start off with a boom, just the boom, we take the oom off, and we're left with just the sound. So if we go,
yeah,
that's right.
I got it.
We want to try and take off the as much of the vocalized the sound. So it's just the lips.
I'm still back on again, man. I'm sorry. It's going to. Thankfully, you're doing 3 days of it. So I'm going to be there every day.
When you come down, you're going to be killing it. I mean, you're going to be on that stage.
Do I get a diploma of some kind as well, Conrad, or some sort of piece of paper to show my beatboxing credentials? I suppose I can record something.
You can record. Also, it's a relaxed performance. So we allow the audience to record and take pictures. So don't worry, you'll be going viral.
All right, okay. It's inevitable. So, it's inevitable. Listen, man, it's so good of you to, I was ringing to give you a piece of my mind because it's for 10 to 21-year-olds, so I'm ruled out at 41. But maybe my kids can go along, learn a little bit, maybe teach daddy some tricks once they get home.
Yeah, they can do that. That's how it works. I mean, the kids come in, go home, teach mom and dad, you can jam at breakfast.
Man, fair play to you. It's corkmidsummer.com is the name of the website. And you're on stage in Dublin with Frankenstein, How to Make a Monster. And that's in the Gay Theatre, you say, yeah?
Yeah, Gay Theatre every night at the moment until we come and hit the main place, Cork. One of the audience members told me to say, what did he say?
What?
Up the parish, up the flats. That's what he told me to say.
Up the parish, up the flats. Of course.
Conrad,
just give us another. We're going into Emily Sandy, actually, if you give us another bit. I know I'm putting you on the spot now. But if you could you give us another little bit of. Because all I've got is a boom, boom of the. Without any ooms. So I'm not going to do any good at all. Could you give us one little more little bit?
Yeah.
Down the phone, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Conrad, have a lovely day, sir.
Yeah, cool. Thank you, man.
Cheers,
man.
All the best. Bye-bye. Much love. Emily Sandy next to me. This is Today FM. Sam Fender, of course it is. 17 going under. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. All right, good afternoon. 1-800-715-100. Today FM, hello.
Yes, what is the name of this radio station?
This radio station is Today FM.
I just thought I'd let you know I'm going to be reporting you and your stupid ignorant show
to the watchdog on discrimination in media broadcasting society. Yeah, a lot of complaints coming in this afternoon with regard to my beatboxing. But I'm. His line was that you leave out the of the of boom.
I thought it was that you. Oh, did he say leave out the vowels? Yeah. Okay, all right.
You leave out the so you do the buh of
it. It sounded to me like you were making popcorn, Ray, and there was something wrong with the microwave. A wire was gone shoddy.
That sounds like David Guetta, actually.
Doesn't it?
I'm beatboxing David Guetta.
Yeah, it's like David is in the room.
Or Calvin Harris, one of them books. 0874-100-102. It did devastated, of course. I can't take part in the beatboxing workshops in Cork because it's for 10 to 21-year-olds. Francis is over there. Francis.
Ray, you want to report him and his stupid beatboxing show to the Age Discrimination Authority.
You're absolutely right, Francis. You're dead right. Yeah, you and me as bad as each other, man.
Ray Foley.
Thank you for your support. Little Mix, a sweet melody. It's an AFM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Happy Tuesday to you. On and on and on. I'll go on and on about it. Hi there, I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
How are you doing?
Paul Ormond in the house.
Hiya.
Hi. And, yeah, we listened to your man in the news bulletin. Given this is what it's called, a vox pop. If you're ever wandering aimlessly around Dublin city centre, a radio station is almost certain to apprehend you with a microphone. With a radio station employee generally wearing a puffy or a bomber jacket with the station logo on it, and a microphone, a branded microphone with the station logo on it.
It's a bit like being approached by one of those charity people, but instead of asking you for money, they just want your opinions and stuff.
Yeah. And they might do a few things at the same time, so they have them in the can. So that man might have been asked about the taking a lunch break, but then he would have also have been asked about, I don't know,
rising fuel costs.
There you go. The price at the pump. How's it affecting you? Or Ukraine, refugees, the various things that are in the news they could be asked about, and then you'd have them all in the can, and then some of them will be used on the radio, some they won't. The thing is, though, yesterday, when I was approaching work, I wasn't quite stopped because I had no intention of stopping. Much like the charity chuggers, that it's like, I'm sorry. Headphones on, of course. Not actually speaking, but making noises that indicate the negative.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
It was me feeding back, wasn't it?
A little bit of feedback there, wasn't it?
It was me, sorry. These are my new headphones. I think better than new headphones.
They're not bedding in just yet.
Leakage. So I see him. I'm walking along the street towards work. He's wearing a branded jacket of a competing radio station. It's a radio station in Dublin called FM 104.
Ah, here.
Right? He seemed like a nice, polite young man, a good-looking young man. I didn't recognise him because I know a lot of people that work in 104. I didn't recognise him. I'm guessing he was the guy just given the job to go and interview people on the street. I have to wonder as well. He mustn't know where we are. Because in this building, there's News Talk, Today FM, 98 FM and Spin 1038. Four competing radio stations. And he has pitched himself up on his microphone. Practically on our doorstep.
It's like Ronald McDonald walking into Burger King and saying, anyone fancy some burgers? You're like, what are you doing here?
Ridiculous. Ronald walking into Supermax, more like, because
Correct. Well done. Because
of course they do it. If Ronald is going to be going anywhere for a burger.
Alright, thanks a million for saving me there. That was incredibly bad.
Swooped in the rescue there. With our lovely sponsor, Supermax.
Chicken fillet burger, yeah.
Beautiful. A large tray curry chip, please. Lots of love, Pat. So, your man is set up outside four competing radio stations, practically outside. And it never... So he makes eye contact with me and says, Excuse me, sir.
Sir.
Excuse me, sir. Yeah, immediately offended at being called sir.
Can I get a minute of your time, please?
Do you want to ask a couple of quick questions? Questions.
Just want to get your opinion on a couple of things.
Because he's from Dublin, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, you've got just a minute of your time. I say to him, in a very flustered way, I didn't even communicate it that well. I was like, sorry, I just, I work in another radio station. Sorry. And he goes, oh, right. And then I'm like, I'm gone. And it was only like when I was halfway up the lift in work that I was like, I should have said yeah. And see if, because he didn't know who I was. And then just try to subtly mention Today FM, News Talk, 98 FM, yes, and Spin 103.8 in my answer.
You could have sabotaged them.
It would have been amazing. But of course, immediately drop the ball when I'm put on the spot. Which is pretty much what it says on my business card. Right, on the way, our prize this week, every day this week, each day, we're giving the chance to win two tickets to the Bulmers live at Leopardstown. It returns this summer with four great nights of racing and live music. Razorlight are going to be performing at Leopardstown on the 21st of July. And loads of amazing acts performing. So I want to give you two tickets, a meal for two in the premium pavilion restaurant, and an overnight stay in the nearby Clayton Hotel in an executive suite there. All thanks to Bulmers Live, the festival that lasts all summer. This is at Leopardstown. Bulmers Live at Leopardstown. It looks fantastic. And we're playing, are we doing Waffle? Have you come up with a different name for it? Because it's Waffle we're playing.
We're running with Waffle Junior, aren't we? Our Waffle. Son of Waffle or Waffle Reheated?
Waffle Returns.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show's exciting, fun radio game called Waffle, we're just going to do Waffle. If you want me to play on your behalf, I'm playing for you. 087-4100-102. Text live, because it's Bulmers Live. Text live. Along with your name. Don't text live now. Don't text live.
No, specifically live.
Text live. 0874-100-102. Along with your name, where you're from.
Come and get it now, baby. I want it now, baby. Come and get it on, baby.
When do you want it?
I want it now, baby.
0874-100-102. Live, along with your name, where you're from, please. I play on your behalf after five. This is If You're Getting Down, Today FM. I want to take a little time to refresh your mind. Good. Rihanna, don't stop the music. This is Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. We play the music you love. Isn't it funny, right? Isn't it funny? It sounds like they said Microsoft. In the sound of Microsoft. 0874-100-102.
Oh, God.
I don't hear myself. Oh, I don't hear myself. I don't.
Be safe out there.
Who's in that texting? Who's in that texting?
You'd miss it all the same, though.
Do you know, you don't realise what you've got till it's gone.
How's that holding the head coming on?
Oh, you don't. Hey, Bulmers Live at Leopardstown. It returns this summer with four great nights of racing and live music. Razorlight are going to be performing at Leopardstown.
Nice. Unnecessary applause.
Necessary applause, because Razorlight are fantastic. It's America from Razorlight. In America or America?
America.
That's what I just said, America.
You said in America. That's the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what I meant. America. Other songs from Razorlight.
In the morning.
Yeah. I can't
Golden
stop
touch.
This
feeling I got.
Stumble and fall.
I can't stop this feeling I got.
That's the down-tempo one, isn't it?
I know what I'm in, but I know what I'm not. Anyway, Razorlight performing at the Bulmers Live at Leopardstown Festival. Alongside many other, every day this week, the chance to win two tickets to the event, a meal for two in the premium pavilion restaurant, and an overnight stay in the nearby Clayton Hotel in an executive suite. Oh, thanks to Bulmers Live, the festival that lasts all summer. We're doing Waffle. Who are we calling, actually?
Lisa.
You want to call Lisa for this?
Yeah, that's a Limerick number you're dialing, Ray. It's ringing.
You sure you want to call Lisa?
I'm sorry, but the person you called is unavailable. You
know, increasingly, I'm less sure.
Not as sorry as we are, Lisa.
I'm unsure now.
You drongo.
Right, come on. Let's give it one more go.
Lisa, you noodle.
I'm sorry,
Lisa,
but the person you called is unavailable.
What's that? What's happening?
Lisa's rejecting the call.
Lisa, that's us calling you.
You are a dope.
Remember
Lisa.
The quiz you entered, the competition.
Respect the quiz.
Yeah, always.
You've got an 8 there in 3... yeah, I got it here. Sorry.
So Lisa's gone. Oh, she's gone. We've moved on. Oh, okay.
Also, like, why would you text? You texted in like 4 minutes ago. I'm calling somebody else instead. This is, is it Neil or Niall?
Niall. That sounds like a Meath number to me, Ray.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Niall.
How are you doing?
Hey, love. Ray Foley calling Today FM Radio. Have you heard of us at all?
I have indeed, Ray.
Yeah, every day, 2 to 4. How are you getting on?
Not too bad, just out and about here in Dublin and doing deliveries in the van.
Are you bubbling in Dublin?
Bubbling in Dublin, that's all.
Fantastic, yeah. We'll bring it to a simmer now, Niall, for the next few minutes, because I'm going to be playing Waffle for you. This is much like Ian Dempsey's Waffle. Waffle Mark 2, Waffle Junior. Would you like to say hello to anyone while you're on Niall?
I'll say hello to the girlfriend there. She's out working in the mine there.
Is she a beautiful girlfriend?
Absolutely.
Check this out.
One of a kind.
Beautiful girlfriend alert.
What do you think of that? Dempsey's.
Brilliant.
I've got all of Dempsey's. Oh, I've got all of his boyfriends and girlfriends. And
can we get Gift Grub on after four, right?
Hang on, I wish.
That'd be a hell of a show.
I bloody wish. Beautiful fiancé alert.
Beautiful fiancé alert.
I'm just going through all of Ian Dempsey's hotkeys. This is great stuff. Right, Niall, so we've got this lovely break for you at Bulmers Live at Leopardstown. It returns this summer. Four great nights of racing and live music. Would you like me to play for you?
Absolutely, please.
Right then, sweetheart. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play Waffle. I have not heard this morning's Waffle. And JP's going to give me the topic, and I'll see if I can get... I have to get 5 out of 5 for
you
Niall.
You have to get all 5 to secure the tickets for Niall. Niall, confidence levels in Ray's ability to identify the 5 key words? What do you feel?
Fully confident.
Fully confident. No, okay.
Sure. Incorrect answer, but anyway. I love your misplaced confidence, and I hereby accept it, Niall. Let's do this thing.
Today's Waffle topic is...
perfume brands. Needed a bit faster, right?
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
No.
Chanel.
Yes.
Ding. Dior.
Yes. That's 2.
Paco Rabanne.
No. What would your manager be?
What?
What would your manager be?
My manager be?
The person in charge of you. They would be your...
manager.
No.
Boss. Yes. You're the boss.
Correct. That's 3. Mixed candles. Smelly candles.
Joseph. Joe Malone.
Joe Malone. That's 4.
Joe.
Just one more.
Oh.
Rhymes with Neste Boulder.
Is it...
It's not Izzy Miyake, no. It's Estee Lauder. Correct.
Estee Lauder, is that it?
That's it, on 5.
Did I get it?
Not really, but go with that, yeah.
Did we win?
Yes.
We won. No, yes. We won. God, that's a travesty. Well done, sir. So we've got it. We did it.
Correct.
Well that wasn't done. Too bad. That was actually fairly gettable. Well, I mean, for a waffle, given how impossible waffle is, that was actually pretty all right. So now we've got that. You're sorted, man. You're heading along.
I never doubted you.
You never doubted me. Thanks, man. It was a bit of a stretch, but anyway, we got there in the end. Yeah, 2 tickets, a meal for 2. You stay at the Clayton Hotel in an executive suite, and you'll go along to the gigs as well. They look absolutely fantastic for Bulmers Live at Leopardstown. Listen, man, thanks for listening. Thanks for the text.
Brilliant, lad. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Cheers, buddy. All the best. Stay safe.
Take care.
Same band at Zara Larsson Symphony. Play the music you love. This is Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. Still recovering from a bruising weekend of entertainment and fun and games and japes. Alan Partridge on Sunday night. 0874 100 102. JP.
This is the scandal that refuses to die, Ray. Mark's been in touch. He says, hi, Mr. Foley. I saw you at the Alan Partridge gig on Sunday. Uh-huh. In fact, I was sitting behind you. Indeed, they were the worst seats in the house. Is that why you demanded to be moved at the interval? By the way, we got moved as well. Your local postmaster, Mark.
Mark, I noticed that everyone in the whole section got moved, and it had nothing to do with me. I didn't stamp my foot and complain and whinge and whine. Although I did feel sorry for the girls in front of us, who had an even worse view, because the lower down you are on the seating tier, the worse of a view it was. Again, I'm not complaining. Delighted to go. Delighted in the position to go. Not complaining. It was the security guards that moved us. They were like, lads, you can't see Anthony here. Come on, we'll move you. And they were absolutely lovely, the staff at the 3 Arena or the O2 or the Point Depot or Lansdowne Road.
Whatever you're having yourself.
Whatever they're calling it these days. So, yeah, who was it? So they were sitting behind us and they got moved as well.
That was Mark, yeah.
Nothing to do with my throwing my toys out of the pram. Do you know who I am? Egomania. Actually, funnily enough, during the interval. The break in the middle of the show.
Sure, yeah.
You went off to the loo and I went to the bar to get a couple of drinks for us, okay? And if for anyone that knows the 3 Arena, you go to the bar and then there's these weird sort of standing zones. They're not tables as such. They're not bars either. They're just like random counters where you can stand and have a drink while you're waiting to go into the arena again. So I was like, oh, great. So I got the 2 beers. You were still in the loo. I got the 2 beers and parked up waiting for you to come back. Got the spot, grabbed the counter space. And at the other end of the counter space, so not next to me, there's these 2 men arrive and do the same. They plump down their pints. And one of the men points directly at my head.
Right.
Points at me.
Okay, he's making a point of pointing.
Which I always love, right? Mm. He points and he... I didn't hear what he said, but he said something like, you know, I'm guessing he's in your man over there. And I go, is he pointing at me? Or is he? I turn around and look behind me and they're selling the t-shirts, the Alan Partridge t-shirts behind me.
Could be that.
So he could be a t-shirt fan and thinks, I want to get a t-shirt from your man over there, the t-shirt man. So the man who does the pointing stays and his friend, his companion goes off to the loo, I guess, or whatever. He leaves and your man goes on the phone, the pointer.
Oh no, now he's reporting it to somebody.
No, he's on the phone and he's just scrolling. You know, he's looking, you know, he's not texting or anything, he's on the phone. And I'm there waiting for my point, waiting for you to come back.
God, I was away for a long time, wasn't I?
Turns out you'd gone back to your seat, actually.
Well, I wasn't going to hang around the lobby.
Do you not remember that argument?
I'm going to sit down.
I had to come back, I had to deliver, I had to, like a butler, I had to bring in his pint to him. Sure, I was
they give you trays.
Where the hell did you go?
They give you trays.
Yeah, I had to ask for, Lenny had to ask for a tray for me, actually. No word of a lie. Anyway, that's besides the point. Your man comes back. I'm standing there waiting for you to come back from the toilet, which never happens. Your man comes back from the toilet and the other guy says to him, he holds up his phone screen to the other guy and says, Ray Foley.
So basically, your man said, who's that over there? And he found you on his phone.
Yeah. And right. But they never looked back at me again. They never said, how are you, Ray? None of that. It was like, Ray Foley.
Job
and
done.
The other goes, all right, yeah.
Ray Foley.
They had to look me up, though.
With Supermax and the Plaza Fathead Group.
Head radio
always
presenter.
Perfect pit stop on your journey.
What do you Google it? And if you don't know who
it
is,
don't text
what
us
do
in.
You Google?
Don't text us in. It's all right. Leave it to my own imagination.
Oh, not doubt, just a girl.
I think that was in the Captain Marvel soundtrack. And when it came on, I lost my flippin' mind. No doubt, and just a girl. Today FM, the station playing the music you love. Ireland. Hey up, my friends. Texts, WhatsApps, and the usual guff on 0874-100-102. Hi, Ray. Can you say hi to Loretto Balbriggan, heading home from a trip to Belfast today? JP, what do you think? Should we say hi to Loretto Balbriggan?
Is that a person?
Loretto.
First name Loretta, second name Balbriggan, or school?
No, it's a school. I think it's a school trip.
Go on.
So Loretto Balbriggan, well guys, hello.
Well done the trip home.
On the bus, get home safe and take it easy. It's okay, Ray. I was actually on the table opposite. Oh, this is getting spotted again at the Alan Partridge thing the other night. Thanks, Ronnie and Cork. Good to see you, man. And hopefully you had a nice time. Now, what's this I've got for you? This is a public debate has kicked off around the legal age of the right to vote in Ireland following the publication of a report from the Children's Rights Alliance. Among the report's recommendations was that the voting age should be lowered to 16. Tanya Ward, the chief executive of the Children's Rights Alliance, says now is the time... Sorry, she said like, now is the time to get... Tanya, I'm not saying you'd talk like that, but right. It would have been a funny notion if you were like 10. And then
okay, I
you
get
work
you.
For the
actually, children. We don't know how old Tanya Ward is. We've no idea.
Tanya Ward, 12. Chief executive... Of course, Tanya, you're not. And I'm making it clear I'm just being facetious. But she says, now is the time to give children and young people a true voice in our political system and lower the voting age to 16. What are our thoughts on that prospect? Orla Ormond, think back to yourself at 16. Would you, I imagine you would have been fairly responsible and you could have been entrusted with the right to vote.
I definitely thought I could have been trusted at 16.
Yeah.
I probably went on my first protest march at 16.
Well, there you go.
What were you protesting against?
The
pocket money too low.
The plane stopping in Shannon on the way over to Iraq.
Do you know what?
Bloody.
Very engaged.
So
very
Orla
engaged.
At 16.
There's always one.
Here we go now, guys. Here we go. Right. So now we've that's where the bar has been set.
Yeah.
Okay. At 16. So yeah, absolutely. Exercising your constitutional rights, we would gladly hand it to you at 16.
Thank you.
However, I don't think I would be inclined to hand it to either me or JP. It's a Jesus. I wouldn't be inclined to hand it to us now.
Mm. I was sleeping on top of where they used to store all the toilet roll in Dunn's in the warehouse.
At 16.
You could grab 10 minutes sleep. Because, you know, you got all the hormones racing around. Your sleep patterns are all over the place.
You're shot.
And sleep's important. So you got to catch a few Z's in the storehouse of Dunn's, Dundalk. When I was 16, I was also mostly learning how to drive my mother's 1986 red Honda Civic, thinking I was the man. I wasn't 16 in 1986. That'd make me fairly old.
Right.
The car was a 1986 Honda. And that was... That's you all you I told me the story of
you learned how to drive that car, driving up and back down your driveway.
Yeah.
So you thought you were the man cruising around your driveway at 16.
The driveway.
I can freewheel down the
not
driveway.
Not a massive driveway, just like a drive, like a, you know.
Honestly, it could be 20 metres long.
Yeah. The dude, was your best friend hanging out the passenger side of your right?
Yeah, absolutely. We were class.
So no vote at 16 then for you either, JP?
No, I would not have trusted myself.
Is there a 16-year-old in your life? 0874-100-102. And do they deserve, should they be allowed to vote? Me? At 16, I was listening to this. Oh, second single from the Spice Girls.
I love for that.
From the album Spice. Follow up to Wannabe. I say you'll be there. What? For my taste in music at 16 and even now at 41, I deserve the... I should have been granted. What else have I got for you? Oh, the UK entry to Eurovision 1996. If I had the right to vote, I'd vote for Gina G. You're my love, you're my sweetest thing.
You're my love, you're my sweetest thing.
Don't shy away. Don't shy away. Get enough of your love. Go on, skim on there. Everybody,
oh, just a little bit. A little bit more.
Oh, what else have I got for you? This is
God, it was a real party when you were 16, wasn't it?
Big songs in the Foley household. Oh, so what's he listening? What's the rubbish he's listening to up in that room?
That's not real music.
He's supposed to be studying. He's supposed to be studying
music.
It's not that dunk, dunk, dunk music. Turn it down! Raymond! Turn it down! He's going to come through the ceiling. What's he dancing to? He's doing that dance into that Macarena up there. Shut up and hey, you're missing Macarena. Well, I actually had to Google some big songs from this year, and the one that came up that jumped up. Oh, girls. Stop now, stop, okay? Wasn't this a feature that Dara Quilty used to do on the radio where, like, you pick your favourite songs from when you were 17 and he gives you a bunch of options and you play the song? Was it 17 or 16? This is 16. But everyone thinks that the songs when they were 16 were the best songs.
Here comes the shoulda-do's.
Dara, I'm rubbing this. Ready?
Shoulda-do.
Can I play it now that it's on?
Music boss in.
It's John there, is he?
I can't see him. He's not here. He won't even notice.
We'll leave it on then. Hey, James, can I leave this on? I asked James, he just didn't hear me ask him. Right, today at them. Mariah Carey. Always been my baby. From the year 1996, when I was 16 years old. Young me gone, Scooby Doop Dum, and loving it. All these years later, still going Scooby Doop Dum. Scooby Doop Dum. Scooby Doop Dum. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. So we're totally going to rob that then in future. We're just going to do songs when you were 16. What is it Dara used to call it?
Sweet 16, something sweet, like that, was it?
Songs when I was 16, or when I was 16. So anyway, we'll do a bit of jiggery, radio jiggery pokery with it, make it sound original, and we'll do it properly next week at some stage. George Ezra, Today and okay. Lady Gaga, Just Dance. Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, that's our little broadcast today. An exciting, fun, jam-packed show. But still, so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, I swear. But we didn't time it out right. Didn't time it out. So much we didn't get to do. We didn't get to do Just Duns. Mm. Just Duns, as right. opposed to Just Dance.
Right.
Just Duns, where Lady Gaga tells us her song Just Dance was very nearly about her school days. when she says she was a bit of a dunce. They reworked it, Just Dance came out, and the rest, as they say, is history. We didn't get to do Tubbs and Styles. Tubbs and Styles, where Ryan Tubridy and Harry Styles exclusively announced they're investing in a new chain of kitchen and bathroom shops. It's hoped Tubbs and Styles will directly challenge Tubbs and Tiles.
They're coming for you. They're coming for you.
Look out, boys. Here they come. Well, we didn't get to do Spin Cycle Doctors, yeah, where two Prince's hitmakers, Spin Doctors, tell us that they've moved into the washing machine repair game in Spin Cycle Doctors. Maybe we'll get to do that tomorrow, please God. We're on from two. The last word is next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley.
Air Credit Card, brought to you by Bank of Ireland in partnership with Aer Lingus. Whether you're buying your weekly basics or splurging on a special gift, with Air Credit Card, you'll collect Avios and unlock even more rewards. The only credit card in Ireland that gives you travel rewards as you spend. Sign up now by searching Bank of Ireland Air Credit Card and go from tap to takeoff. Bank of Ireland, begin. Over 18s only. Acceptance criteria, lending criteria, terms and conditions apply. Subject to a monthly fee of €7.99 and annual government stamp duty of €30. Bank of Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.